I'm not cool. I don't mean I'm not hip or stylish, although I'm probably not those things either. But I mean that I am not by nature a calm and collected person. I am excitable. I'm not generally a laid-back and easygoing kind of guy. There are things that make my voice jump an octave, and I talk faster and use my hands more. I become animated. Some people might call me highly strung, because emotion and enthusiasm can overtake me. And my unbridled passion can get me into trouble. Sometimes I just need to chill out and assess things with a clear head, unclouded by emotion. I know that in challenging and stressful times, I can get carried away. A voice tells me, "Be still. I'll make better decisions if I calm down." But there's another voice whispering in my ear, urging me to take it easy, and it has nothing to do with judiciousness. Emotional people aren't attractive. Cool people are. Beautiful people are composed and self-possessed. They don't take things too seriously. Magazine covers show relaxed and poised models exuding confidence and charm. And it's not just by watching others I've learned about it. I've been told about coolness, point blank, to my face. As an American, I have to be careful not to fulfill the stereotype of being overly enthusiastic. It puts some people off. They think it's fake. As part of my ministry training in the UK, I was advised to be more even-tempered and less zealous. And as a gay man, I've been cautioned about being too flamboyant. If you want people to think you're worth listening to, rein it in. Butch it up. So I've learned to cultivate a cool aesthetic, to take it easy, sit back. And as a result, sometimes people take me more seriously. I'm less troublesome and easier to handle. But tonight, I want to remind myself, and perhaps you too, that sometimes we need to be troublesome. The saint we celebrate in this service was not easy to handle. In Ignatius of Antioch's letters to early Christian communities, he did not rein it in. He was outspoken, emotional, and driven. Some might say too driven, passionate, and extravagant. In his letter to the Romans, written on his way to martyrdom in Rome, Ignatius expressed his eagerness to be devoured by wild beasts. "Chew me up," he said. "I want to be ground up by their teeth." That's a pretty unpalatable thought. It's too much. Over the top. It's definitely not cool. There's nothing modest or even-tempered about the sentiment. It is extreme. And that's dangerous. Like, really dangerous. We are rightly suspicious of overly emotional people. A person with uncritical zeal should raise red flags. Unwavering commitment lacks perspective, and intense enthusiasm can lead to irrational behavior, behavior that can harm. Acting out of passion is risky business. But so is acting without it. Jesus asks us to think carefully. Unless a grain of wheat is buried in the ground and becomes dead to the world, it will never be anything more than a grain of wheat. The seed must be consumed. Being reckless, to the point of giving your whole self, offering your entire being, is the only way to make it happen. The finest musicians, the most talented athletes, the most brilliant academics know this. They've made what they want to accomplish a priority. They sacrifice, they toil, they pour themselves into their passions because they believe in them passionately. They aren't gentle and laid back. They're zealous and flamboyant. There are certainly times for measured responses, dispassion and patience. Yet the legacy of Ignatius and other revolutionaries reveals that there are moments when being animated and enthusiastic is not only appropriate, but necessary. It can spell the difference between success and failure, mediocrity and excellence. Jesus said that when you want to bear fruit, nothing less than giving everything you have will do. If you want to grow, understand this. You can't always be cool.